This is All Things Considered. Tributes for Pope Francis have been pouring in around the world today. Francis died on Monday at age 88 after developing pneumonia earlier this year. In North Carolina, immigrant faithful are reflecting on the first Latin American pope and his impact on their lives and community. WUNC's Race, Class, and Communities reporter Aaron Sanchez-Guerra reports.
It's not necessary to travel as far as South America to hear how Pope Francis impacted the people who come from his part of the world. It can be heard right here in the American South, in North Carolina, in places like St. Anne's Catholic Church in Johnston County.
And I was just very surprised that we had a Spanish-speaking pope, a Hispanic pope, somebody from Argentina.
That's Atsiri Lopez, a lifelong Catholic. She was born and raised in Guanajuato, Mexico, but she's lived in Selma for more than two decades. She says the world's first Latino pope changed her faith.
It's just easier for the message to get to your heart, you know, instead of hearing it from a translator or, you know, just as soon as I heard him speak, it would just strike my heart right away.
Lopez says Pope Francis wasn't afraid to push his church into action or speak out on behalf of immigrants and refugees worldwide.
I feel empowered in a way because he is okay with going against the current, you know, against the traditions, because he's focusing on, okay, the world today. What does the world today need from the church?
It was Francis's attention to the issues of our time that inspired Friar Gonzalo Torres at Immaculate Conception in Durham, a majority Hispanic Catholic congregation.
And it has challenged me as a Catholic and as a priest in the Catholic Church to be all week with those who are most vulnerable in society. Right now, for instance, Pope Francis has spoken very clearly to be close to the immigrants.
Torres, who is originally from Colombia, says Immaculate Conception is carrying out the call of Francis by being a place of support for immigrants. Torres says the Pope's message of compassion was born out of his experience as the child of Italian immigrants in Argentina. And few people in North Carolina know this story better than those who run the only Argentinian bakery in Raleigh. Carolina Spicer is owner of Milonga Bakery. She knew the Pope by another name.
Bergoglio.
As a girl in Buenos Aires, Spicer attended a Catholic school where the future Pope would lead masses and confirmation.
He was a really good man in Argentina. He did a lot for the people that was in the population that didn't have much. He was the only priest that would go to the cities with like low income and actually be there with the people.
Leonardo Leanza also works at the bakery. He too knew the future Pope. Before he migrated to North Carolina, Leanza was an optometrist in Buenos Aires. For years, he made Father Bergoglio's prescription eyeglasses.
Orgulloso, sí, porque como argentino y como cristiano también me siento orgulloso de que tengamos un Papa argentino.
Leanza says he's proud of Francis as a fellow Argentine and as a Christian, for his way of being, his humility, his devotion to God, and to helping others. Aaron Sanchez-Guerra, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.